the event of a hung parliament, you've ruled out a coalition with the SNP, but you haven't ruled out any looser arrangements with them. You are keeping your options open, aren't you?
There will be no SNP ministers in any government.
No, we know that.
Ed Miliband runs. What we have to do is see what the verdict of the people is and see what the numbers are. But we're absolutely convinced that a majority is within our grasp. The Conservative Party's campaign is all fear-mongering and failure and spraying around unfunded, unbelievable.
Let's be honest this morning, Angela. Let's be honest this morning. If you are forced against your will to form a minority government, you will come to some accommodation with the SNP, won't you? Will you just be honest about that this morning? You will deal with them in some way.
Well, what we have said is that if we are forming the largest party and writing a Queen's speech, then we will put that Queen's speech to the House of Commons. And if that Queen's speech gets through a vote in the House of Commons, we will be able to begin to put it into effect.
And but you'll speak in drafting that Queen's speech, you will speak to the SNP, won't you?
We'll speak to any party that has got representation in the House of Commons in order to try and build a majority for a Queen's speech that the country desperately needs for a change of government, so that we can have a country where the economy works for all working people and not just a few at the top.